I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. Thank you so much for stopping by, taking the time or a moment to listen to our show and learn more about our organization, I've Decided. And so we want to help you achieve success in your goals and dreams, whatever they may be. What is it that you want to do? What do you dream about? Get connected with I've Decided. Get participating in the events that we have in the community, and we can help you be successful. We want to provide you with the resources, the motivation, the information, and everything that you need. If you haven't checked out our website, please be sure to go to ivedecided.org. Check out our website. Look into our motivational conference. It's happening on Saturday, January 20th at the Peoria Civic Center. You do not want to miss this conference. It is going to be an awesome day, and we are going to get you prepared to have the best year ever. So be sure to get registered for our fourth annual motivational conference happening on Saturday, January the 20th. We are so thankful for our business members who are a part of I've Decided. We are nearing 60 business members in our community who are a part of I've Decided. And because of them, we are able to have this radio show, to come at you every Sunday morning with information and resources that can help you be successful. Because of them, we're able to have our I've Decided to Ride and Run and our motivational conferences. So please, when you're at the website, be sure to check on the resources page and all the members, business members who are there that can help you be successful. Check them out. We definitely want to give a big shout out to Junction City, our presenting sponsor. We're so thankful for their support and all they do for us so that we, in turn, can help you and give back to our nonprofit organization that we love, PUP, which is People with Unlimited Potential. So it's just all a wonderful thing that we have going on, and we're so thankful for your support and for you taking the time to listen. So I am excited to have my guest here with me, Kendall Nelson. Hey, Kendall.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Awesome. So Kendall, you've probably heard her name, heard of Hire a Housewife by now for sure. Kendall Nelson is the owner and founder of Hire a Housewife. And we were just talking, I can't believe it's been 5 years, Kendall.
It has.
So you have this one of those stories that personally I get to hear you tell over and over and over because it inspires me so much. So for someone who's listening right now that may not know your entire story, I'm going to ask you to kind of give us your story in a nutshell, but we want to hear how things are going today in Hire a Housewife and what you got going on. But also, I know you're venturing over into new ideas and new things, so you're going to share that with us too. But your story is so incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Will you share that with us?
Sure, absolutely. So I always start off by telling people, so I'm a single mom with four kids. About 6 years ago, I made a series of bad choices. Basically, everybody makes those, and we have to do what we can to recover from them. But my choices landed the kids and I in in the campgrounds in East Peoria. That's where we were living. We had an old RV. We were there about 6 months. But partway through that time, I went to a program for single moms and asked for prayer. And I was basically hopeless at that point. So I didn't know what to do. I figured I have to pray. That's all I can do. And so I came back home, back to the camper that afternoon and said, okay, God, I don't know what my real job is supposed to be, but until you tell me, I'm going to put an ad on the internet to clean houses. And I looked at the other ads, and they were pretty basic, and I decided to put some creativity into mine. And I called it Hire a Housewife and put some personality into the actual body of the ad. And my first client hired me for 20 hours a week right then.
Wow.
And
you are very creative. So I'm noticing this. You have that creative side of you working all the way through. So that is amazing that you took that God-given talent. And maybe at that time, Kendall, did you realize you had that creativity side of you?
I knew I was creative. I didn't know how that was useful.
Basically. You just didn't understand how to use it.
Right, exactly.
Amazing. But that day you had prayer. Someone prayed with you and it was like a little light bulb went off.
Right.
And you were able to use what you did have.
Right. And at that point, I didn't even know that I was starting a business. I was just trying to survive. And what I had done, though, was give it to God and say, I'm going to do this, but I'm waiting for you to tell me what to do. And then the whole business just built right up underneath me.
That's amazing. So you got your first client, and that was 20 hours a week immediately.
Right.
And then, well, fast forward, 5 years later, you now have employees and...
Right. I have 9 employees. We cover the whole whole Peoria area and Galesburg. And things are going really well. We're getting ready to roll out some new packages, some new offers for clients within the next couple of months. So that's really exciting, too, when you can change things up a bit.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because you do some organizing and things like that.
Right.
What kind of packages? Like packages for a holiday or long term or...
So we have several things, some that are specifically for people who are moving in or moving out of a house, some things with, cleaning new construction or people that have had remodeling done.
Oh, great.
And then I also have some ideas for some gift packages where, working with some other entrepreneurs or business owners to not only will you get your house cleaned, but you'll get dinner made and something else. Like a whole package.
Like gifts.
Gifts. Like an anniversary day package or something like that.
Well, I hate to say this, and it seems really weird, but we are in November now, so guess what? Right. People are starting to holiday shop already.
True.
I know this past Friday, we had the holiday walk out at Junction City, and we're kicking off the season. So actually,
we will have gift certificates.
Yeah, so what you're sharing, I mean... Hello, who would not want to hire a housewife for a Christmas present?
Right.
Joe, if you're listening, I would take that for Christmas. Right?
Right, absolutely.
And so what you're saying is maybe like if someone wants to give someone a gift, like a whole package, you could come in, not only clean, but then have a dinner or something like that to prepare for them as like a gift.
Right.
That is amazing. So everything that a housewife would do, you guys do?
Yes.
List some of those things out.
So cleaning, organizing, running errands, we'll do laundry. We will clean out the refrigerator. Basically, anything that people need done around the house that they don't have time to do themselves.
Do you run errands too? Or
yeah,
is it do you go grocery shopping?
We will go grocery shopping.
You will go grocery shopping. Yes. That's awesome.
And I tell people that you actually save money by sending us to the grocery store because we shop from the list. And there's no impulse buy if we're shopping for you.
That is true. So if you're trying to stick with the budget, stick on the list, you can just about probably make up the difference by not getting all that extra stuff.
Right.
Especially if you struggle with that, if you're someone who struggles with adding more into the cart that's not on your list. That's a very good idea. That's a great idea, actually. So anything anyone could want to do for the most part, that's what Hire a Housewife does. Now, you just charge a flat rate by the hour? Is it by the job or do you give an overall or?
So right now it's mostly by the hour. Some of our packages will be priced a little bit differently.
Okay. But generally speaking, if someone just wants you to come in and do some housework, some errands and things like that, you charge by the hour.
Right. By the hour.
That's good. Because then you don't have to worry about, oh, for this, I'm going to charge that. And, moving from going to the grocery store back to cleaning the house, it's just that flat hourly rate.
Right, and that's what I really liked about that, being able to make it simple for the homeowner. They know what their budget is, and we do as much as we can within that budget.
So if you have enough extra money to hire for 3 hours, then like you said, whatever you do in that 3 hours.
Right.
So you, though, are so creative. We talked about that already. And I just love everything that you do. Before the show started airing, we were talking about when you started Hire a Housewife, you said, I thought I was a business owner, but a conversation with a friend led you to see that you're more of an entrepreneur and other things that you've gotten involved in. So I love hearing that because I think so many times we have people who are business owners and that's great, but there might be someone who's struggling between understanding the difference between a business owner and an entrepreneur. So what did you mean by that?
So a business owner is somebody who owns a business, and that's, you know, what they live and breathe, and that's what they are dedicated to. Basically, as an entrepreneur, I am a creative person. I believe I was designed to create things. So when I thought I was a business owner, when I considered myself a business owner, I would focus only on the business, and then side projects would come up and I would help people with them and I'd be really excited by them, but I would rein myself back in to work only on Hire a Housewife. I felt like that was supposed to be my focus because I'm a business owner and that's what business owners do. And then there was a project that we're going to talk about that was starting to create a spark with me, something that I was excited about, and I was putting it off a little bit, and somebody said, you're not a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, and that's why you're so excited by this. And so that's when I sort of let go and realized that I can branch out, that I can do more than one thing, and that
you may have more than one dream inside of you.
Right.
You have lots of things to do and you have lots of vision. And I think that's the difference, right? That being an entrepreneur, you have different visions. And that creative mindset comes in.
Right.
Well, let's talk about one of those newer adventures that you are. I'm excited about this. You've got this Peoria Music Live.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And this is a new Facebook page that you've created.
Right.
And so, and one of your entrepreneurial ideas. So share with us, because I know some of the listeners, if you like live music, you gotta go like this Facebook page so that you can get the information. So how did this come about? And I love this story because if you're listening, you know, you've got goals and dreams in your heart, right? And there are things that you want to do. And sometimes I love it when someone realizes that they had a goal and dream in their heart that they didn't even know was there. So right. when you put yourself in a situation that might be an uncomfortable outside of your comfort zone, or you show up for something and then all of a sudden you realize there's something there that you didn't even know. A year ago, you had no idea that you would be creating Peoria Music Live.
Absolutely, I had no idea. In fact, a year ago, I would have been too nervous. I was too comfortable in that comfort zone. I would have been too nervous to walk into a music venue, to most of the music venues in town by myself. And now I'm, last weekend, I saw 7 different bands in 7 different venues. So.
And now the listeners don't realize this, and I'm sitting here smiling because when I met you, Kendall, what was that, about 3.5 years ago or
right.
so when
yes.
we met? Because you've been a part of I've Decided since the beginning.
Right.
You and I met at an event, and I just loved you and loved your story and just was like, you have to be a part of I've Decided. I don't think I gave you a choice. I didn't leave you alone. But you were very shy. You were quiet and very shy. And so to hear you say to me that you're walking into these venues sometimes alone, that is huge.
It is. It is. You know, growth doesn't happen inside your comfort zone. And I got to the point where I said, you know what? I'm tired of being scared and I'm tired of being anxious and I'm just going to do it.
I love that. You decided.
I decided.
All right. So you found this love of live music.
Right.
And then because you're an entrepreneur, then you started figuring out how you could attach a business or something to it that you could use your creative mindset to help out.
Right. So I started going to live shows, and then I wanted to find out where I could find more. And they weren't easy to find. You either had to search for a specific band or a specific venue really to know where to go. And when I realized, you know, if I want this information, there are probably other people who want it too. I thought, well, I'll just start a Facebook page and put it all there, and we'll see what happens. And it's been amazing. The feedback that I've gotten from fans and artists and venues, it's been going, it's less than 2 months, and it's, I'm talking to new artists every day who are asking me to, you know, to put their shows on our page. I also have a friend helping me with a website that's going to go live in the next couple weeks, PeoriaMusicLive.com.
I just can't even, that name is so awesome. Isn't it amazing that that name hadn't been taken?
It is. It is.
That in itself is kind of crazy to me.
So you can actually go to PeoriaMusicLive.com now and sign up to be put on our VIP list, which means you'll get a notification when the site actually goes live. And the site, at this point, we're planning on a blog and also links to all the local artists. We want to promote Central Illinois artists and bands.
That is so cool. So then for someone who may not do Facebook, they can, you're going to have an email list, I'm sure. They can sign up, subscribe, and then get email updates with the live music happening in the area.
Right. We will get to that point, yes.
That is so cool. So right now, though, on the Facebook page, if someone were to go to your Peoria Music Live Facebook page, what would they expect to see and find there?
So they would find our event page, which is basically any of the artists who have added us as co-hosts show up automatically on our event page. They'll see posts that are reminders from us about what shows are coming up in the next few days, things that they'll want to put on their calendar now for future shows, and then also clips, video clips and pictures from when I actually go to the shows, because when the artists take the time to let me collaborate with them, to add me as a co-host on their show, then on their event, then I put them on basically my priority list to go see. I want to make sure that other people hear about them.
Right, so, because they're working with you.
Right.
And so now you're actually doing some video clips with the artist so that people can get to know the artist. Is that something that you're doing?
That's something we will do. I would really like to do that. Somebody actually asked me this morning about a radio show, and I'm not quite there yet, but I think it sounds fantastic.
I think it does, too. I'm like, Peoria Music Live. I mean, that's like the most awesome name on the planet. I think you could do so much with that. It's really, like we said, you're creative, so I can see that working perfectly. It's really cool. There are a lot of people in this area, especially, who love live music. We have a lot of live shows in Peoria, I think, with the Peoria Riverfront, with the CEFQ Center stage, and Peoria Heights.
Peoria has a great music culture, and it really needs a boost. People don't realize how much talent we have in Peoria, how much music we have in Peoria, how many great venues we have in the whole Peoria area. And I think that not only am I telling live music lovers where they can go to find live music, but I anticipate bringing in new fans, telling more people what they're missing, basically.
Growing this live music venue.
Right.
I can just see such a fit for that. So, all right, so you said last week alone you went to seven?
I went to seven.
Seven live shows? Where all did you go?
I went to Bellevue Tap. I went to the Fieldhouse Peoria. I was at Kenny's. I was at Cruisin's on War Drive.
Just to name a few.
Just to name a few. I know there were others.
What are some of your favorite bands that are local? See, I'm going to have to go. You're going to have to drag me out, Kendall. I'm going to have to go to some live shows with you. I love music. So I don't know why I never I don't go out to live venues a lot, but once I'm there, it's like one of those things. It's like once you're there, you're like, oh, this is fun. But if you don't do it a lot, you forget.
Right. And it's really hard to pick like a favorite or somebody, because most of them I've only seen one time, and I'm always trying to go to new venues and see new bands. I really enjoyed listening to Joe Stamm, the Joe Stamm Band. They were actually the first band that I went to as Peoria Music Live. I went to the Morton Pumpkin Festival, and I remember telling somebody, I'm not going as myself. I'm actually going as Peoria Music Live tonight. I tried to do a live video. My phone didn't work that night.
But you mean, when you say you weren't going as yourself, you mean hire a housewife, Kendall Nelson?
Or? Right, right.
Right. So you were just doing something completely different, like outside of your comfort zone.
Right. So I wasn't taking selfies or, you know, wanting to, I just wanted to get the information about the music out there. And it was my first real venture to a venue on my own. Even though it was the Pumpkin Festival, I was there by myself listening to music. It was a step for me.
Yeah, that is a stepping stone. So, well, you said not too many people realize that you're the person behind Peoria Music Live.
Right. I have pretty much laid low until now. I wanted to get a feel for the music scene in Peoria. I wanted to feel like I knew what I was doing so that when people actually met me, they would be able to take me seriously, you know, that this wasn't just a fly-by-night thing that was going to get dropped tomorrow. I really wanted to know, get to know people and get to know what was needed. So,
I just, when I hear someone just sharing their goals and sharing their dreams or sharing an idea, I get so motivated. You just cannot even imagine. And I hope you're getting motivated too, just sitting here listening to Kendall's story. In a matter of less than 6 years, really, it's been less than 6 years, you and your family, your children, four children?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You and your four children went from living in an RV to now you own a very successful business, Hire a Housewife, right, with 9 employees. You no longer live in an RV,
no,
right?
No, we don't.
you have a home for your lovely, beautiful children who I've met. And now you're starting to venture out on, you're moving from being a business owner into being an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Other avenues of creativity, doing the Peoria Music Live, starting with that Facebook. I'm dreaming here with you, Kendall. Like I can see big things.
There are so many possibilities. I'm really excited about things like, I would love to like tell everybody every possibility that's in my mind right now, but got to kind of keep some of the things to myself.
So, right.
Until I'm sure, see how they work out. But
yeah, I'm seeing a connection. We need to put the link on. I've decided to go see live music.
Right.
Right. And then they can click right on there. So just giving different avenues and resources where people can find it. I mean, I just think that I just love it. I just love, love, love. So I'm going to have to go to a live show with you for sure so I can see what you're doing. I've liked and followed the business page. Okay. I did that yesterday because you guys are this past week. Do you still have the contest going on that I signed up for? How long was that going to last?
That one only went through Wednesday.
Okay.
But we planned it. That was our first. So we plan to partner with other venues to have giveaways like that to promote the page and their shows.
Yeah, and I know you'll be at the Motivational Conference on January 20th.
Yes.
So that'll be a great place. Anybody that comes through there, you can share information about the page and get them liking and following you there as well, right?
Right, right.
So that's awesome. All right, so how can they communicate with you? So you got all this going on. What's the best way for someone who's listening, someone who hears this show, what is the best way for them to reach out to you, regardless of if it's because they want to hire a housewife or they have some information that could help you with the Peoria Music Live or want to participate in that?
Okay, so the best way would be to go through our Facebook pages. So Hire a Housewife has their own Facebook page, and you can instant message me there. And then Peoria Music Live has their own Facebook page, and you can instant message me there as well.
Okay. And you're putting together some packages on Hire a Housewife.
Yes.
That we want to encourage you to pick up for Christmas. And I know I can't believe it's that time of year again. Can you?
No, it's gone by so fast.
And that, which reminds me, this time of year, people, especially working women, you know, if you've got kids at home, and when I say working women, I mean full-time working moms that are staying at home, working full-time from home, taking care of their children, or working full-time outside of the home. This is a crazy time of year. And one of the beauties of what I love about your organization, Kendall Hire a Housewife, is you sometimes if you feel like if you go out and you hire someone, you got that loyalty kind of kicks in. You're like, I have to stay with them forever, even though I only needed them for temporary.
Right. Right. We don't have any contracts, so we don't expect people to stay with us. You don't have to set up a weekly appointment with us. You can call us one time, and then if you need us again in 6 months, call us again.
That I love that, because like I said, during the holiday season, I can see where people may say, you know what, for this couple of months, I've got family coming in, you know, or just trying to everything that's happening that you got to going on, traveling and stuff, not having enough time, that they would need someone to help them out temporary.
Right. And you can think of the things that you dislike the most dislike doing the most during the holidays. So if you don't like wrapping presents or you don't like decorating, call us and we'll come in and do it. If it's just, if you love doing those Christmassy things, but you want us to clean, then we'll come do that.
Clean the bathrooms.
Right.
That's my and least favorite laundry. Thing. Laundry and bathrooms. Ah, that's my least favorite thing. But I love how that's something that, you know, you don't have to feel guilty about that, because that's what you guys do at Hire a Housewife. You bring in someone temporary. Or, you know, I think about too, what about like if someone is going through surgery? You know, maybe they're going to be under the weather for a little while, like they just had some type of a knee replacement or someone like that, you know? Do you have people call and hire your services?
We do, and they'll hire us maybe once a week for 6 weeks during the time that they know that they're going to be recuperating and they shouldn't be doing those things. And then and we'll come out and do whatever they need during that time.
That is really awesome. So maybe you need to hire a housewife. And if that's you, please reach out to Kendall Nelson. She is really awesome. We love having you a part of I've Decided, Kendall. Thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing your goals and your dreams and putting yourself out there, stepping outside of your comfort zone. You really are walking the walk in which we hope to be at with I've Decided. Just stepping outside that comfort zone. Like you said, you went to a venue to hear live music alone by yourself. I'm uncomfortable kind of doing that. So I'm actually really impressed that you would take, you know, outside of your comfort zone and go for that.
Right, right. A friend of mine joked with me that you're Superwoman, nothing scares you. And then I said, I don't know, going to venues by myself. And they said, I guess solo is your kryptonite. And I said, well, I'm gonna conquer that.
So. Good for you. That is so awesome. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to I've Decided Radio today. We really appreciate your support. Check us out at ivedecided.org. You can find Hire a Housewife there under resources, along with 60 other businesses who are a part of our community. And while you're there, be sure to get your tickets to our 4th annual motivational conference happening on Saturday, January 20th at Peoria Civic Center. I hope you have an amazing Sunday, and we'll look forward to being with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?